I begin these closing words with feelings of real appreciation and gratitude for what we're doing here, for each of you, all of you as a whole. I think it's pretty special. I know that any individual person practicing can feel sometimes like it's challenging. And there is a movement, profound movement in this practice that's maybe not obvious when the practice seems so simple. Just what? Just be aware of what's happening? I mean, what's happening is not worthy of being aware of. You know, I'd rather have something else going on, or I know better things to do. But it's a profound shift to leave yourself alone. And that's even different than letting go. Just leave it all alone. The ruminations, the preoccupations, the fantasies, the predictions of the future, the thoughts that swirl around. In Buddhism, sometimes those are called constructs. And the image of how fragile those constructs are is a thin clay pot that's probably not going to last down through the ages. And the alternative to that clay pot that is is a clear, flowing stream of water that wells up from the ground. And then what that translates to this practice is that there's an alternative to being kind of caught up in all our thoughts and reactions and preferences, and to leave everything alone is to make room for the welling up of from something, a different way of living, a different vitality from deep inside, and a feeling of being alive that feels deeply satisfying because it's not in this fragile constructs and up in the head, but has an organic source within, something that flows and moves and brings a kind of wonderful vitality to our life. This feeling of freedom. And what I love about this kind of way, understanding of practice, is that it does so with a lot of respect for who you are. That underneath all the constructs of the mind, you're a wonderful person. You have within you layers and layers of beauty and wisdom and maybe love that can flow from these deep wells within, that springs within. So I hope that as you go to bed tonight, maybe as you lay your bed on your pillow and take a few moments, not to just kind of try to rush off to sleep, but take a few moments there, laying there. Appreciate what you've done today. Appreciate that you've been here and the practice. And appreciate yourself in some deep way. That underneath the constructs that might tell you differently, that you are a lovable person. There's sources of beauty and freedom and peace that is available. That that there is a depth in you that if you knew it, you would fall asleep very happily, very contentedly. Wow, how nice. How nice to be me. How nice just to be here. So maybe you can go to bed tonight with your head on the pillow. Why don't you just assume this is true? And see what that's like. And if the very best that does for you helps you sleep better, that's fantastic. May you sleep well and deeply and wake up in the morning refreshed. And I do look forward to another day of doing this practice together with you. Thank you.